Stay tuned. Coming up next on Art Matters. First, I'll do a phone interview with iron sculptor Coral Lambert, who's now in New York, and her show is up and running at Gallery 13 called Iron Forms. And secondly, in the studio, we'll have Emma Berg and Christopher Knutson to talk about MinneapolisArt.com. Stay tuned. And you're back with us here on Art Matters. Live in the studio now, joining me is Emma Berg and Christopher Knutson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for your patience here. We want to hear in 7 minutes all about, you'd call it MinneapolisArt.com.
Or MPLSArt.
MPLSArt.com. A visual arts website. Mm-hmm. Whose brainchild was that?
This is my baby. I had started it a little over a year ago. Just wanted a resource for art openings. My fiance Ben Olson and I were going to a lot and just having a hard time finding the right resource. So started out of that and, just knew a lot of artists. So wanted to include that and the street art and everything. So that's why I did it.
And you pair together with Christopher Knutson. You have a background in commercial art and design, ad world.
Yeah, my background's actually advertising and
art director.
And, actually, producer.
Okay.
Commercial producer. And more recently, I have a design shop in town called Robot Love.
I've been hearing more and more about that. I haven't been there yet.
designer toys and limited edition artist collectibles and things like that. So there's a definite correlation to what Emma was doing with the Minneapolis scene, and I'd sort of seen it, the site coming along, and I guess it was this spring, approached Emma, and we partnered up, and we sort of revamped the whole site and are looking to sort of push it forward and make it bigger and better and, you know, a great resource. So
in a nutshell, what do you offer on the site, and what's... I see there's also more bells and whistles coming, it says.
Yes. well, right now we have the calendar. It's kind of the, you know, the largest portion of it. And then we have some featured artists where we're looking towards selling work off of the site. And we have the street art, so just, you know, graffiti, whatever we're taking pictures of, or, you know, we have different people sending us pictures of, you know, the street art around. And we have reviews coming. We have one posted now, but that's expanding. And we have different bloggers. That right now is just me, but it's going to get bigger.
Yeah.
So what else do we have?
No, I think that's it. I mean, for the bells and whistles.
Photos really of our art. I mean, that's the fun part.
The art openings.
Yeah.
See
what you missed.
That.
And
yeah, that's the draw, exactly.
I was so naive. At first I thought, oh, their heads are cut off. And then I realized, no, you have to click on the photo to expand it.
Yeah.
I thought that was some artistic sort of angle that you were going for, but no. So enlarge the photos if you're looking at the art parties.
Yeah, click on them.
Click
on
everything on the site.
Yeah.
And you kind of have your sort of pick for the weekend, or here's what you might want to do.
Yeah, so
kind of organize it for people.
Mm-hmm, we don't include everything on the site. It's really just kind of filtered to, it started out with just things that I would be going to, and I try to go a little bit further than that, just because when there's four openings and they're all great, I want to list them all. So, I mean, it is filtered to kind of like our aesthetic.
Yeah, I mean, I think the, you know, the difference, you know, certainly there's other arts calendars and announcements and things like that out there, and they all have their place. I think for MPLS Art, it's really about sort of our point of view and our perspective of what we want to be seeing and what we're interested in, and hope that others are as well, and sort of introduce people to, you know, maybe some new artists in town, or just really, you know, support the galleries that are here and things like that.
And I'm sure there's an artist or two out there saying, how can I come on this art? How can I meet these people?
Well, there's contact, you know, in the UNS section. You can certainly send emails, and, you know, we're, you know, happy to sort of meet with people and things like that. The featured artist section is something that, you know, it's really, it's not unlike the selections of the openings. It's sort of the artists that we're interested in and we want to sort of develop relationships with and push forward. And that, you know, will certainly probably rotate through, you know, and expand and evolve. So.
And there's, what, tens of thousands of visual artists, and you're just mainly visual art. Mm-hmm. So, for starters, and there's about, what, 3 or 4 outlets for arts coverage in town?
Yeah.
Right.
Are the artists appreciating the fact that they can get more coverage through your site?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, everybody we've talked to sounds good, but we need to get to a larger base, too. So.
Yeah.
And I love it. You called yourself an art pusher.
Yeah.
I'd never heard that one before.
I'm not an artist, just an art pusher.
And you get to be creative with the design and the site. And what's your kind of role in that?
It's really on the sort of the back end, you know, sort of investing in the redesign of the site. And we had a great sort of relaunch party in June, and had, I don't know, maybe 18.
One of those infamous Brant Kingman parties?
It was an infamous party, yeah. I think, and we had artists in town do one-off 40-ounce bottles that we sold off to support the site and things like that. So, yeah, I don't do the design myself. You know, I sort of, as a producer, I'm hopefully fairly good at finding people to do things well and bringing them into the fold. So Seth Walker, who's done the redesign of the site, has done a great job. So.
Just have a minute left. Anything else you want people to know about the site? Check in early and often to see what's...
Yes, and just because we are trying to add some more bells and whistles. Right now, you know, there's... Oh, we're just trying to add so much more, so we want people to keep looking at it to see everything we have coming. We want it to be, you know, a weekly resource. So.
Yeah, and it's a calendar, so, you know, check back often, like you say, and spend some time in the photo galleries, too, because it's fun to see who's out.
Check out the blogs and more reviews coming on the art scene.
Yep.
Okay, very good. So you send people to, you just call it
MPLSart.com. MPLSart.com.
Yeah.
Keep repeating that, people. Well, thank you very much, Emma Berg, for starting this, and Christopher Knutson. And Robot Love, do you have a website for that?
Robotlove.biz.
B-I-Z. .biz. Okay. Yeah. And that is located?
27th in Lindale, 2648 Lindale South.
Okay.
Next to Sioux Visual Arts Center.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
MPLSart.com.